after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What if my worst fear was losing you? It's not about regret. We were writing this perfect love story, but we both stopped reading it. But I was hoping it was just a dream. What if all I wanted to have you back? Even my heartbeat is missing you. Love, hate, honesty, lies, hurt, heal. For all those who experience real love and would do anything to get that feeling back.
All right. Hello? Yeah, I said Kenny in the building.
Yes, yes. I'm here.
All right, let's see. Who's 403?
That's Entice.
Entice, okay, then I got that's after the Mercedes then.
Yep, yep.
All right. There we go, locked in.
All right, all right, all right. Well, unfortunately we got off starting on the wrong foot. But for thanks to those who are tuning in to TP3 Radio, unfortunately, Ms. Keisha Nicole will be calling in late to the show, I believe. But we will go ahead and continue it without her. But we have our lovely co-host, Mrs. Mercedes. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And we also have Ms. Tice on the line. How are you, Tice?
Doing good.
All right, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get this show on the road, and let's go ahead and get into our Talk That Talk.
All right, let's make it happen.
Everybody, it is your girl Entice, and I am here to give you this week's Talk That Talk. So, without any further ado, this week's Talk That Talk is same-sex marriage, for it or against it. One of the main reasons why this was brought up is that I know for myself out here in Canada, we had a campaign about a couple weeks ago. For elections for the prime minister and whatnot, and that was one of the things that they were basically rallying for was same-sex marriages. And I know down in the States, you guys have the same thing going on where President Obama is looking at allowing same-sex marriages. I don't know about down there, but I know up here there are certain provinces that you can get married, same-sex marriages are allowed in certain provinces and whatnot. But we want to know from you guys how you feel about it, same-sex marriages. Are you guys for it? Are you guys against it? Me personally, I'm not for it, but I'm not against it. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to love who you want to love or be with who you want to be with. Now, I can't condemn you. and judge you and say whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm not going to do that because, you know, that is definitely your prerogative. But at the same time, it's not like I'm going to go out and say, yeah, everybody needs to allow same-sex marriages. So, like, I'm kind of, like, on the fence with it because, like, at the end of the day, it's not something that I do, not, like, something mm-hmm. that would interest me
yeah.
per se, but I'm not going to condemn anybody that is doing it. So that's my
right.
take on it. Let's let our lovely co-host, Mercedes, let us know how you feel about this topic. Are you for it? Are you against it? Where do you stand?
Well, I kind of feel like you feel about the situation. I'm not really for it, and I'm not against it. Like you said, I can't condemn you, and I can't judge you. You know, if you want to be in love with that person, if that's what makes you happy, then go for it, you know. And if they want to, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be on them. When judgment day comes, I can't stand up there and be like, I'm going to stand up because the United States, you know, I can't get condemned for that. That wasn't on me. I was just living my life, you know. So I kind of feel the same way you kind of feel about the situation.
All right, all right. Candy, how do you feel?
Well, ladies, I hate to jump on the bandwagon with y'all, but I basically feel the same way. I feel that at the end of the day, whatever you want to do that makes you happy, that's what makes you happy. No one here is going to live your life for you. When you die alone. So I'm not going to judge you. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. So at the end of the day, if Obama, our president, is for same-sex marriages, then I'm for it because he's for it and he's our president. Not saying that this is just the right thing to do, but, I mean, people are already living that lifestyle anyway. Why not let them get married? What's the difference between them getting married and they're already living the lifestyle anyway? So basically let people do what they want to do, because at the end of the day, it's their happiness, not your happiness. It's not what you want, it's what they want. It's their life, not your life. So I say, you know, it is what it is, and if that's what people want to do, let them do it.
All right.
All right, let's take it over to Miss Keisha.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. So how do you feel about the topic, Keisha?
Well, let's see. I would say let's see how I'm going to put this. Okay. I say that I understand the reason, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's a contradiction that Obama is supporting, you know, same-sex marriages or whatever. But you have to look at it as you can't really put religion on a society type issue. You know what I mean? Because you know, although the nation is under God, everybody has different religions. So
yeah.
You can't really put a religion on a society type issue like that. So as long as, you know, how you raise your family or your children, whatever's in your household, that's
mm-hmm.
up to you. So that's a personal issue. So, like, you know, I'm not really a for or against type person. I just know how I was raised in my household was, you know, for a man and a woman to be married. And I will continue to raise my household the same way I was raised.
Right.
But, you know, so with Obama making making it okay for same-sex marriages, you know, if that's how they were brought up in the household or that's how, you know, they want to live, now they have the option to do it. That's fine. But, you know, personally, me and my household, a man and a woman should be married.
Right. I think in society, though, that's how most households were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, in society kind of nowadays, it's a little different. Like, I had went to the Kwanzaa Fest last year and with my children, and my children are older, so they look at things a little differently.
And there was a lot of teenagers, not even teenagers, preteens, that were little girls that were just like boys and little boys that were just like girls. And it was okay because their mama was that way or their dad was the mama or you know what I'm saying. So it was kind of like the kids thought it was okay and it was cool to be that way. So I can see what you're saying as far as raising your household. But even in that situation, a lot of households are raised not to be that way, and they still end up, you know, because they feel like that's their life. Like, that's
but how. But in, like, today, like, I'm saying in, like, today's society, like, I know especially out here, you know, same-sex couples are allowed to adopt children and raise them. Why not let them go ahead and get married? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Already, why not? Yeah.
They're already doing that much. You might as well just go ahead and let them be married, too.
Hey, right? In the words of Wanda Sykes, she said, everybody has a right to be just as miserable as the rest of us. So I think that's the best way to put it. But, I mean, I think the thing is, the reason why people are fighting for it so bad, it's not just really about just being married. It's the rights that come with being married, like, you know, certain responsibilities that, like, on tax credits and all that kind of stuff. The fact that, you know, we're not recognizing them as being married, they don't get the same privileges as a regular married couple. So it's really
right.
All about taxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like what Ms. Keisha said about, you know, as for me and my household, you know, that's how I raise my kids. If that's how my mom raised me, that's exactly how I plan on raising my kids. So I like when she said that. I'm for what Ms. Keisha said.
Now, have y'all heard about them talking about teaching that in school, though? Now, that's the thing where I was like, it's a little.
They definitely shouldn't do that. That's too
much. I haven't heard about that. I haven't heard about them teaching it in school. What were they saying about that, Steady J?
They were going to start doing something. They were going to start teaching courses about, you know, about homosexuality and whatnot. And so, basically, you know, you're introducing it into the household now. You know, now basically you're subconsciously raising these kids as going to school every day and they have to learn this stuff now too.
I don't think that's
to help them be more sensitive to the issue is what is the whole point of that whole entire implementing to the school system.
I think that should be like the army. Don't ask, don't tell. You're here to educate my kids scholastically, you know what I'm saying? Don't be teaching them stuff about religion and stuff. You already took prayer out of school. Don't get into all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the kids now, what they need is sex education. If too many babies have a baby, that's exactly what they need to do. That's what they need to focus on.
Yeah, well, you know, it's cool nowadays. It's cool nowadays for babies to have babies. That's a whole other different subject.
It's cool now for you to be 16 and have. I know I hit it. I hit it all the way till I was about to be 18, and then I was like, so what happened was, but yeah, you know, now it's cool, and don't be a white girl with a black dude. Oh, you was on then. So that's a whole another different subject. But yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying as far as don't go into teaching our kids that, which is true. But let me share something with y'all that I researched. I also researched that the NAACP puts a stamp approval on gay marriages. It was a quote from the president, Benjamin Tide. He's the president of the NAACP, and he stated that civil marriage is a civil matter of civil law. The NAACP supports for marriage of equality is deeply rooted in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and equal protection of all people. So in other words, like Keisha said, it has nothing to do with religion. Right now it's all about the civil rights of people. That's what they're wanting. They're wanting the rights like everyone else to be married. And that's why the NAACP, and I believe it was Will Smith and Jay-Z, even spoke out about same-sex marriages, and they put their approval on it as well. Also, Raven Simone spoke out about gay marriages. I don't know if y'all heard about her coming out the closet or not, but she spoke out about it too. So it's a lot of people.
Queenie came out too.
The gay parade.
Well, she been came out. She came out and said it all.
But, you know, she ain't never publicly came out and said it. She finally publicly came out and said it.
Well, I mean, she's been attending. Okay, first of all, look. She never takes a date to any of her award ceremonies. She always has a female with her. Ain't that many damn best friends in the world. I'm sorry. So, I mean, she just kind of made it obvious. She's never been, I've never, ever seen this chick with a dude, ever. So, I mean, she really made it obvious.
The only time you see her is in the movies. And she never, you know, she always, instead of all, she has sex with the girl. But then, like in the movies with the dudes, they don't really do too much on there.
Yeah, even with LL in that movie when she was cooking, because I would have been all over LL Cool J. Shoot, she wasn't even on him like that. I was like, golly, that sexy piece of man in front of you, and you ain't on it. You got to be gay. I don't know what y'all talk about. I been knew that. Shoot, anyway, it ain't nothing wrong with it. If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. But I guess a lot of them didn't want to come out the closet because they didn't want to be judged. And that's anybody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't come out because they don't want to be judged. But it's not about them. It's about you and your happiness. That's the way I feel about it. But, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if y'all want to go ahead and get into our WTH, we can do that.
All right. So anybody that's listening, if you are interested in commenting on this week's Talk That Thought, give us a call at 1-866-259-0361. And, yeah, let's get on with the WTH.
Well, before I get into that, I have a little bit more on the gay marriages. Right now, they say 58% of all African-American calls same-sex marriages unacceptable, and 35% said it was acceptable. But the numbers keep changing. The numbers are changing. The more Obama talks about it, the more – I guess people are coming out about it. The numbers are actually changing. But this is not with all Americans. This is just African Americans. This is the black community that we're talking about. The NAACP did this poll. So 58% of African Americans say it's unacceptable, and 35% of African Americans say it was acceptable. So, and I'm sure that 35% was gay. But anyway, because I swear, y'all already know. But anyway, let's move on with our WTH moment. This is your girl, Candy, and let's get to it. All right, all right. First news of the day. 2 Chainz arrested in NYC for misdemeanor possession of a weapon. Let me give y'all a little skizzle. So y'all know 2 Chainz. I'm following him now on Twitter. If you're listening to 2 Chainz, you should follow your girl, Candy, back. But anyway, so he was here in Dallas.
We got a caller from the 214 on the line, too, by the way.
214?
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and take them.
All right, that line is open.
Calling from the 214, what's up?
They might have been trying to just listen in.
All right, well, I'll leave them alone, let them be.
Yeah, they might have just been trying to listen in. But anyway, let's get on to my 2 Chainz news. He was here in Dallas. It was him, Drake, Meek Mills, Waka Flocka, J. Cole. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet all of them, but I did get a chance to meet 2 Chainz, Drake, and J. Cole, and Meek Mills. So they were all cool. Drake, his campaign is just, man, they don't even let you take pictures near the, they don't even let you pull your phone out near this man. So, yeah, shout out to Drake. I see you doing it. But anyway, 2 Chainz was arrested in NYC for misdemeanor possession on a weapon. Now, supposedly, he was going into the airport, and I guess, you know, when they check your bags or whatnot, the lady said, well, let me check your bag, you know, after it went through the scan. And I guess they seen it was some brass knuckles in his carry-on bag. Come on now, WTH. They immediately took this man to jail from the airport for some brass knuckles and charged him for misdemeanor possession with a weapon. And I think that the brass knuckles was the knuckles that have the ring attached to it.
Mm-hmm. It had some kind of words on it.
Exactly. So it wasn't even brass knuckles.
I Googled it
really,
earlier.
It's a ring. You Googled it? Okay, see, look at you. Are. See, you ain't even know I was talking about
girl,
this.
You know I be on it. Yes,
girl,
I be on it. I love 2 Chainz.
That's what's up, Mercedes. I love 2 Chainz. Well, listen to Change. You got to follow me and Mercedes now because she gave me the rest of the scoop. I was waiting to hear from your people.
Yeah, so, man, it was no brand suckers. It was the four, you know, the four rings that I was attached.
Right.
I forgot what it said, but it had words on it. Like, it was a ring, like jewelry.
And you know we got for that.
In the media. In the media, they're stating that it was freaking brass knuckles. But like you did, I didn't Google it. But like you did, I went to go look through the picture. And to me, it looked like a ring because my homegirl, she had one. She had one that said B. Simone. And it looked like brass knuckles. But if it has writing on it, you know it ain't no brass knuckles. It's a ring. Well, anyway, they didn't took him to jail, charged him for misdemeanor with a weapon, I believe. A possession of misdemeanor with a weapon or whatnot. I believe he's out and everything's good. But just that is my WTH moment. Number one of the day, because Zimmerman shot a man, a boy, a 17-year-old boy, and he didn't go to jail for how long? And this man has a ring, basically, not brass knuckles, but a ring in his bag, not on his hand, but in his bag, and y'all take him to jail? If I was 2 Chainz, I would still be suing them. I'm still trying to get the scoop from his entourage on this, you know, his little posse or whatnot. I've been hitting them up about this. Like, please tell me the scoop on this because this is ridiculous. But, yeah, I will keep y'all posted on that because somebody's going to get sued or something. But the way they had it in the media, it just made it seem like it was brass knuckles, like the kind that you put on when you're going to fight somebody and you're going to just tear their face off. That's what they made it seem like. But when you Google it, like Mercedes said, you Google it and it's ring, so it's like, really? Come on now. But anyway, next story. Tia Mari, no longer a part of the game. Y'all heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I heard about that the other day.
Yeah.
And Pooch, isn't it? And
yeah,
Pooch Hall.
They didn't really say him. They said him at first, and now they're just saying her. So I'm confused. I'll keep up with that story and let y'all know. But when I first heard the story, they said both. Then when I looked it up again before the show, they just said her. So I don't know if they got him back and just lost her or what's going on with that whole story. But maybe they weren't paying her enough. I don't know because, you know, the first big game they were paying, supposedly the white girl that was on the show got the most money out of all of them. And then that's why when the second season came back around, she was just on part of the show. And now the third season came back around, you know, it's negotiation. So normally when a person leaves a show, it's always about money. I guarantee y'all, watch what Candy say, it's about money. It's about money. It's some issue.
Yeah, because you look at Roxy and Terrence J, they just left 102 Park. And, you know, you see there, I think it was some of their contract or whatnot. It was, you know, they were saying they were going to go explore more of the acting. But, I mean, come on, you're on one of the hottest shows on the air.
Yeah,
and
that
then,
was dumb. I think that was a dumb move. I was going to talk about that.
Been,
I'm glad you brought
have
that
they up. Been, have they been on 106 Apart for 7 years? Because I know it's a 7-year contract.
They were on for a while, though, because, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I think it doesn't feel like it's been 7 years, but it probably has been because it's been dumb long. Like, I was sitting here wondering, like, just a couple months ago, and I'm like, okay, damn, Terrence and Roxy still on 106 Apart? Like, come on.
Yeah, because I was wondering that. I was wanting to go out and get it.
I think
be honest about that. I'm
kind of
happy that.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm happy too.
Yeah,
it's
about time.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm definitely happy. I want AJ and Free back. Oh, you know? Shoot. I'm glad she's doing something with her hair
later. We still want AJ and Free.
Somebody. Yes, I think they might be a little bit too old now for the audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a tad bit. Okay, did y'all hear about Will Smith backhanding the reporter for kissing him?
Yeah.
No.
I saw the video.
Okay, I didn't see the video, but I heard about it, and he was laughing on an interview or something they were saying. He was laughing talking about it. I was like, go Will. All them gay rumors about him sleeping with J Lo's husband, ex-husband, what's his name?
Mark.
Come on, y'all, help me out. Yeah, Mark Anthony. I'm so bad with names. Okay, all those reports, so that shows you right there. Will Smith don't play that. Don't be kissing him. He backhanded the crap out of that man. Oh man, go Will. We need a round of applause for that. That was funny. But anyway.
Man, so, look at the for replacement for Roxy.
They have a replacement already?
They're talking about, yeah, they're talking about, they've already, like, breaking news. They're talking about the replacements. It's actually the girl was the Raven reporter on BET. She was supposed to be Pajon. She's supposed to be possibly be the replacement.
Oh.
And then Shorty the Prince is supposed to possibly be the replacement from Hot 105.7.5 in Detroit. He's supposed to be taking terms of job.
You talking about the girl that she got black hair and she like
yes.
kind of light skinned it?
I think I know.
Is she caramel? Okay, yeah.
I can do that. She looks way better than Roxy, in my opinion.
Wow.
Can we get Memphis on that show?
Can we get who on the show?
Memphis. You know, boy, who she married? Memphis. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I do like to look at him. I'm just saying.
I only seen him a few times.
For all of those who've
been watching American Idol, they're saying that J-Lo might not be returning to another season. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I don't really watch American Idol, but for all of y'all fans, I thought I would let you know y'all might not be seeing that J-Lo booty no more on the show. So y'all might want to, you know, find another booty to look at on the show because hers might not be there. And in further news, Beyonce, Jay-Z had a fight over Kim Kardashian. Did y'all hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly, this is what happened. Jay-Z had a big 40th birthday bash or whatever, and he invited Kanye. Well, of course, who's Kanye's girlfriend? Kim Kardashian. So they went together, or he invited her, supposedly something like that. And Jay-Z already had invited Kanye, and Beyonce did not want him to go, or them to go together, period. So she told Jay-Z, like, basically, if you let Kim Kardashian come, then I'm not going to come. And she didn't show up for his party or whatnot. So that is the rumor that I guess she didn't, I don't know, I guess she's jealous of Beyonce. I don't know what's going on with that. Why y'all think she didn't want Beyonce to come? I'm a little confused on that note.
What?
I don't know if she wanted her to stay at home with the baby.
It's whose birthday?
Maybe she wanted her to stay at home with the baby.
Yeah, it was like Jay-Z's 40th, like he had like a B-Day bash or like a B-Day dinner or something to that effect where he invited Kanye and Kanye invited Kim. And Beyonce did not want him to invite her. And I guess basically she was telling Jay-Z, like, uninvite Kim, like, uninvite her to come or whatever. And he was like, how can I do that? You know, this is my friend and this is his date. I'm not going to do that. And so she was like, well, I'm not going to go. And she didn't go.
Well, I mean, she's reported in the news that, I mean, in a lot of the tabloids that she doesn't really like Kim Kardashian. You know, she says she doesn't like to come. She doesn't feel that she fits in her circle of friends that she has, so that's one of the problems why she didn't want him to come to that. She's said that plenty of times, like she doesn't want her around her daughter, all that good stuff. And I feel on that. Who wants somebody
like
that goes
up
to every black guy they can just for
okay,
their money?
Okay, but
I mean,
her daughter is how old is her daughter?
But it's still at the end of the day, babies will pick up on some stuff.
First of all, your baby shouldn't be at no 40th birthday bash, number one. And number two, why would you have your baby around Kim Kardashian? And number three, who cares about how many black men she's been with? Your baby is how old? Like, really? Like, I see if she was like a 5-year-old little girl who's going to walk around and be like, I want to be like the Kardashians. Okay, I understand that. But this is a child who can't walk, talk, or nothing yet, and you already, I mean, I understand, be a proud, worried parent. It's your first child. But come on now, it's kind of crossing the line of going too far. If Kanye West is your husband's basically BFF, because that's how they acted now, and this is his woman, you're going to have to deal with it. Either you're going to have to deal with it or your husband going to have to find him a new BFF, and that doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I guess they're going to continue the fighting, and we'll see where this leads. I'll keep y'all posted on this because they're going to be together, Kanye and Kim Kardashian. I have a feeling they're going to be together. This might be her longest relationship of her life because she likes that type of dude.
Well, yeah, I heard that it was an issue with because Kim and Kanye are filming, like I think he's about to be on the Kardashian show or something, and that the fact that they were filming and Beyonce didn't want to be a part of the show or whatever, she didn't want her to bring a camera. Like,
don't bring the camera, the baby. Yeah, all she had to do was just say, don't bring them cameras. She doing too much. Beyonce, sit your old butt down somewhere. Anyway, next subject.
I don't like Kim Kardashian, so forget it.
Yeah, I don't like Kim Kardashian or Beyonce. They about neck and neck right about now, so she doing too much with the baby and stuff. I feel this is your newborn. This is your baby, your pride and joy, but come on now. Your baby got a Twitter, MySpace, freaking whatever. But anyway, Lil Wayne confesses his love for Trina. On his, I guess he was in Miami, and I guess she was in the crowd, and he's like, oh, I love you, Trina, I always will, blah, blah, blah. So shout out to Lil Wayne for still being in love with Trina, even though you didn't already have three other babies by other females after the song came out that you wanted to do every girl in the world, I'm just saying. But anyway, Lil Wayne, shout out to you for confessing that love for Trina. Yeah, the love for everyone that you have, I'm sure. So, last but least, my WTH drum roll goes to, there was a woman infected. Woman. Okay, for all you ladies out there that want a big butt, it's okay. It's what's up, you know what I'm saying? If you was born that way. But these butt injections, y'all better be careful. Y'all better be careful. There was a lady that basically is speaking out about her infection over having butt shots. Basically, I will go ahead and read the article because this is how deep it is. Like, y'all want to hear some stuff like this because I was like, really? Okay. She is a mother and former cosmetologist. She had her legs and part of her arms removed to save her life after the doctors reported that she had multiple infections from the substance placed into her body. They called it butt injections. She told a local California news station these things are done at pumping parties. They call it medical-grade silicone, but a lot of it's industry-grade silicone. Now calling herself a survivor, Brown says she feels the love and support of her friends who fear she will die as a result of her plastic surgery. So she had stuff amputated from butt shots. Ladies, really? Is it that serious that you got to have a butt? Did you get your limbs removed? This lady can't even, she was a cosmetologist. She can't do hair no more. She can't stand up. Like, really? Like, what is she going to do now? Because she wanted a big butt. Is it that serious? Just think about it, ladies. For all of the ladies that are listening in who want that big butt and they was born with that pancake, they better be happy that they even have anything at all because you're going to be losing some limbs if you don't get it done right. That's all I'm saying. Do not play with somebody like that. Do not do it. So now she's out, she's being a motivational speaker, letting everyone know, you know, the harms of butt injections and the harms of silicone implants. But, like, really? That's all I got to say on that. That's my WTHFFFF moment. Like, really? You going to get some limbs removed for your butt?
I'm going to say I'm finished comment for the day. Just for those of y'all that don't know, shout out to, if y'all didn't know, every last one of these women on this show does have a dunk, so they don't have to worry about that.
And if we ain't got a dunk, we got a bump, okay? We got something to work with back there. We ain't shooting it up.
Exactly.
Like, I seen these two white ladies at the black club, at an African-American club, let me put it that way, a club where we only play hip-hop and R&B when I'm saying that, okay? These ladies have some big butts. And I'm like, what are the odds of these two white ladies with the same size butts? And they had on dresses. So the ladies get up closer, and I'm just, you know me, I don't care. I'm asking the lady, so, did you get butt shots? You know, what's going on? These ladies had on booty pops.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why people pop the booty. Yeah, they had on booty pops. And you could tell because, okay, if you wear the dress, number one, you're not going to wear no big granny panties. You finna wear like some little thongs or something, or you know, even some little, you know, little lace. Come on now, you got on some. These people tripping me out. At least be like the white ladies. If y'all want a booty, get y'all some booty pops. Don't be getting injections where you gotta lose limbs and arms and legs and things. Y'all doing too much. Y'all killing me. But this is Candy, and this is the last of my WTH moments. And, ladies, have you heard any new gossip or any new news y'all want to discuss and talk about that I didn't?
Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk about the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Some drama from there. I remember.
You all know that that legend put Whitney's daughter to the Billboard Awards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
You heard about that, and she was obviously touched about the tribute for her mother.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of it. I've seen
bits and pieces. And also, I heard that Ray J is hospitalized. I don't know what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, y'all, we all know.
And dehydration. It was those two things.
It was dehydration.
Dehydration and exhaustion.
Really?
Oh, he was crying too much.
No, y'all heard that he was on drugs too. And I heard that part of the Whitney Houston case, they found Ray J's fingerprints all over the hotel room. Supposedly he was the last person to serve Whitney Houston drugs the night that she passed. And then when he went back to the hotel to check on her, that's when he saw that she wasn't alive anymore, and he was cleaning up the mess.
So
they found, like, a whole bunch of... Yeah.
That's why he broke down at the funeral. Mm-hmm. Okay, it makes sense now, because that's eating him up. It's eating him up. It's eating him alive. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now everything's starting to make sense. The pieces of the puzzle starting to add up. That's why the family was acting like that.
They said
that's
his
why
fingerprint
was
all over the room. Because he was trying to clean it up, make it seem like there was no drugs at all at the scene. That's why it was hard to tell. Like, people were like, well, she didn't commit suicide. She couldn't have drowned. You know what happened. So they, when they started investigating more on it, they found Ray J's fingerprints all over the room.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
Ray J.
He's also getting counseling for Whitney's death. So I guess it is eating him up a lot. Whatever he got going on.
He don't even look the same. When I've been seeing them lately, like pictures and stuff, he looked like something bothering him. So maybe everything's true. It makes sense, because she needed somebody to give her what she needed. But that would have been dumb for him to give that to her, knowing she was taking all them different prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about Michael Jackson being alive? What?
Oh, no,
God.
I don't even want to know if he's alive.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I swear. My sister watched the documentary. I didn't get a chance to watch it. But it's basically about Michael Jackson faking his death because he owed millions of dollars or something and he was about to go bankrupt. And they were saying something about his birth certificate and everything being faked, and he's living. They have the name and everything, and I can't think right now what the name is, but basically like he's alive and he's living under that name. And they said if you Google it and you look it up, that you'll find all types of information about it. And let me see. She said, look it up on Netflix. It's called Alive. Is Michael Jackson Really Dead? She said she watched it on Netflix, and she really, really wants me to research it. And I'm like, why? And she's like, that you look it up, that it's like so much evidence or whatever. So I'm going to look that up for y'all. But I don't know. Michael, come on now. You was not Tupac.
I don't
Tupac.
Believe that.
I ain't gonna lie. Michael had me crying. I pulled on the side of the road and I was crying. I ain't cried in a while. I don't know how long. I pulled on the side of the road and I was bawling my eyes out when I found out he died. So you better stop playing with me.
Well, you go look at this movie, Teddy J. It's called Alive. Is Michael Jackson Really Dead? And it's on Netflix. and you let me know.
You know what? I'm gonna watch. You think about it.
Yeah, everybody needs to watch it. Y'all tuning in and watch it. That might be our subject. That might be our talk that talk. Yeah, because they said he owed a lot of money. He owed money. People didn't like him because of the kids.
For years, though, he'd have made a song about just leave him alone. He wouldn't get away. He was tired of, like, just living his life. Like, I swear that's what he wanted to do, just get away and be somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't think he liked being famous anymore.
Yeah, he probably didn't.
I don't know.
It was too much attention for him. Well, if he did, he was a smart man, Majama, because if he died, or if he act like he dead and faked his death, then all that money, he probably tucked away all types of money and everything. I don't know. I'm going to watch it, too, y'all. We're going to watch it together. We're going to find out about Michael Jackson, because that had me thinking, like, really? Michael Jackson? Nah. Come on. Quit playing. Quit playing.
Wow.
Like LeBron. What's his name? LeBron James. Did he have, they said something about somebody's, who was that? They had something sold on eBay, and somebody bought it for like $1 million, like a sweaty rag or a sweaty something.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Did I hear about that?
No, we didn't hear that.
I think it might have been Kobe. It might have been Kobe.
Kobe.
Somebody bought like his rag, like his towel or something. On eBay. I need to, I'll be finding all types of stuff, but some of it I'm just like, yeah, who wants to spend that much money on a sweaty rag? How about you can take my sweaty rag for $20? For real. Like,
nah,
really,
y'all want her sweaty rag. Her sweat smell like syrup.
Whatever. My sweat smell like candy, okay? Get it right. Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
I also heard that Young Jock is going to jail in 2 months. So,
ooh, I didn't hear that one.
With that.
What do you do?
With that. Let me see. I'm looking at it right now. I headed back. He's got to serve some more time that he, I guess, obviously, that he didn't finish serving.
Ah, well, yeah, I guess by the time he go in, Mystical will be coming out.
On gun charges.
He going to go in. Mystical going to be coming out. Next thing you know, Lil Wayne going to go in for a minute, too. They going to just have a reunion while they're in there. A whole YMCMB reunion in the jail cell. That is too much. All these rappers. What's going on with DMX? Have y'all heard any news about DMX? I seen a picture of him. He don't look too good. What happened?
You know what?
He's supposed to be coming with a new album this summer that I know of. He's going on tour. Yeah, he's going on tour in Germany and a lot of neighboring countries over there.
I thought he canceled his tour.
Are you in a council? Oh, no. No.
Yeah, I think he's still depressed from the couples retreat. Isn't that the name of the show?
Yeah.
You know, she left him. Yeah, she left him, and she be with him for years. That's what I think is wrong with him, you know. That's what I really think wrong with him.
You know, love can do that.
I mean,
we've
seen it coming for years. It's like it happened now. It's like, come on, we've seen it coming, bro.
Something wrong with him. I seen the picture. I was like, who is that? Oh, my God. At least Ja Rule still looked the same. I seen him and I almost cried. I was like, really? I don't know what's going on.
I was like, DMX.
Well, you know what? We never did get to play a song, so I guess we can go ahead and say our goodbyes and hit that good old song for intro or outro, because we just been running our mouths the whole show. I didn't even get to hear no music.
That's okay.
Well, that's
it's like that sometimes.
You know? But before we do all that, I do want Mercedes, I want, if you have any shout outs or anything, if you want to say anything to anybody, this is your chance. Go ahead and let everybody know where to find you at on Twitter, and just give everybody a little short run of yourself and, you know, where to find you and what you do and all that good stuff.
You know, I want to give a shout-out to the man above, and I like to give a shout-out to Ceddy J and Miss Candy. And I also want to give a shout-out to my mother, And you guys can follow me on Twitter at What's Up Though. That's WASSUP_THO.
Betty J, you and your music, we're going to shoot you one day in your kneecap. Now, we're going to shoot you in your dang pinky toe like Harlem Nights. Forget your kneecap. I'm shooting you in your toe. Straight in your toe. We can't even talk right with that music. It's like everybody gets quiet. Like, okay, when is the music going to stop so we can finish talking? You and your tactics. But, yeah. Well, yeah, we appreciate you actually joining us today on the show, and we appreciate you, you know, putting in your input on our topic, your input on our topic talk, and just shout out to you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you all, too, for taking out the time to think about me.
All right, all right. And Entice and Keisha, do y'all have anything to add to the table?
Nah. Basically, y'all just stay tuned. Got some new things in the work. Tice got some stuff coming out. Going to be hosting a contest pretty soon for something that I'm working on, so I'm going to let y'all know. And, yeah.
All right, and shout out to all of us, TP3 Radio. Also, if anybody's tuning in from my side of the map, as in Washington area, the West Coast, and on the East Coast in Tennessee, I am looking for models and also more photographers and designers and magazines. So, you know, if anybody's out there listening in, tuning in, hit me up at modelkeisha@gmail.com. Let's network, because I'm coming up. I have my own fashion company in the works right now. Very excited about that. And just keep in touch with me. Follow me on Twitter. I'll be talking more about it at I Am Keisha Nicole on Instagram. Oh, yeah, and also follow TP3 Radio on Instagram now. Excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Don't forget that. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, y'all. Make sure you follow TP3 Radio. We in the house. We got the Instagram account. I think that's it. I do want to give a shout-out to my web guy, IC3. I did see you saying you were going to tune in tonight, so I definitely want to give you a shout-out while you're tuning in. We definitely appreciate the love and support from everyone. And definitely got to give a shout-out to our DJ, Steady J. Can't forget about you over there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, all right. Well, that ends the
night.
I'm ready to end it with some music, though. Now, you got to play some crunk now. You got to play some, like, let's go to Onyx Booty Bounce music now. You can't just be.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Hey, I'm about to try to stop myself. I'm about to try to stop myself from going.
Some hoes better not fuck with my Juve, because he hot and he don't want to lose me.